Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is our Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am Deborah Lee. I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour at least. Joining me, I have Jimbo, who is my co-host, riding shotgun as well with me, and you, those of you that are joining us in the Facebook page of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. You are seeing us streaming live right this minute, and you are also seeing that we have Sophia with us once again. Sophia is appearing live with us from Sweden. Hello to you, Sophia.
Hello, hello, and lots of love from Sweden.
Very good to have you with us. Tell us again now what you will be doing for us this evening.
So today, the Mary Magdalene deck is going to be out and about, and beautiful readings come through from this. Our presence was seen a bit earlier on, so I said, today I'm going to get the Mary Magdalene deck.
Wonderful. Oh,
that was the first one she ever did.
Oh, yeah. And it received a lot of good feedback. So I'm excited. I wish I could face you, but I'm seeing you on my laptop. So welcome to you, Sophia. And welcome to those of you who are joining us on Blog Talk Radio. We are well aware that you listen from all parts of the world. We honor you for that.
Right.
In many places, it's very late, and we appreciate, or very early, I guess we could say.
Because we don't know who's listening.
No.
We don't. We see later on, they show us stats.
Yes, and
companies
we can
see. People have listened. They have listened from all around the world, but we don't know until they call in.
Right.
And obviously, they can't if they're on the other side of the globe. But they're listening because it's the Internet. That's what the Internet does for us.
Now, it's important for anybody that's new joining with us, and just as a reminder, we're only using ordinary playing cards for the reading that I am giving during the show. These are the same readings that my grandmother taught me how to conduct and which I teach others in, oh my goodness, around the globe. There are those who know how to use this method for themselves and for others. So it becomes a real nice back pocket career. Especially since I'm the only living subject matter expert of this method, and I can credential you, and it is an official credential. So bear that in mind if you're interested. You can also pick up a copy of my book at most booksellers online. I'm not sure about the brick and mortar stores where you live, but go online. Oh my goodness, Books a Million of Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I mean, I could just go on and on. You can pick up a copy of my book. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. It will give you quite a bit of material to get started with. You can start giving readings to yourself and others with just a very little practice. So with that, I am now going to turn this over to Jimbo, but I almost forgot. I will be using a 24 card layout with each of the callers, and when we turn to where we have folks gathered and they're watching us streaming right now, I will need a minute or two to lay out the cards. And here's the thing, I really like using the cards this way rather than just say rifling off 2, 3, 4 cards as many others do. I can't continually lay them out for you due to time constraints during the show, but it gives you a very good idea of what I do in private session. And also, I forgot what I was going to say. also, it gives me a very good look at the landscape of your life, the playing field, if you will. You know, who's on that playing field? How do they impact your life? What does your path look like in very many respects? So we get a lot of freedom looking at your life as a whole through 24 cards. And I've got to tell you, it's amazing to me how often the same cards will come up in the same three-card trio, regardless of how many times they're shuffled or cut. And when you think of the odds of that, it's kind of astronomical, really. And with that, I'm done. Now I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Fabuloso himself, Jimbo.
All right. I'm going to remind everybody, this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we'd like to remind you folks out there, if you are international, let us know. And give an international shout out. Like we shall do so. We'll start off, obviously, front and center is Sophia, who's in Sweden. Obviously, you can see her if you're watching. And you can obviously hear her if you're a blog talker on the radio. Also, Rachel's from is Australia. And Virgil has come rocking and rolling in from the UK.
So. Welcome, Rachel. Well,
we had Virgil, Rachel, and, of course, Sophia.
Sophia's right here looking beautiful as always. And Virgil, we're very happy to have you with us. Oh.
All right, 515-602-9676. That is the number you call in to get a reading. When you call in, you will basically get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's a true statement. Now, we were running late today, and I have no idea what happens when we go past the hour and the show hasn't started.
Well, we've started now.
But I don't know what happens to them if you're sitting there. Does it go blank? Or does it keep playing the hold music? Or does it say, hey, your dumbasses that are doing the show haven't started it yet?
Well, before we jump to any callers.
I'm not even nowhere near done talking. You realize that?
Oh,
I have to have a whole spiel to do. I don't know why you're freaking out here.
All right, well, bring me in at the tail end.
Good Lord Jesus. I don't know what she's so anxious about here.
I am anxious. Boy, Joe. Yes.
So, eventually, yes, we will, when we'll take your call. You'll know it's obvious. We'll say your area code, and you'll hear that it's unmuted. All right, so that's how that works. Facebook folks, the regulars know, but I'm going to say it because not everybody is. We have always get new folks, is that we will try to turn, and it's likely to. Tonight seems to be not a freaking out night on the phone, so we'll turn our show to the Facebookers too as well, because you international folks cannot pick up a phone and call us because you're not bazillionaire with international calling plans on your cell. If you are, awesome, but not likely. Now, let's see here. As far as that goes, you can't. We would prefer that you do an audio or video messenger call. It would be to Deborah Lee, and you can only do it when we actually state to do that, to call, send it to us. So anyway, you got to kind of stand by. We can't give you a time. We can't nail any specifics down. You just got to hang loose and know that we'll try our darndest and darndest and darndest to get to you folks too as well. Also tonight, that still applies, all right? That is the harps. We're going to do a single card reading. It will be Mary Magdalene cards today by Sophia. It will not be me, but the same rules apply. You hear the harps. Your reading with Deborah is done. It's free. It's got to come to an end so we can, you know, get other folks in that are patiently waiting. And you got to respect that. Don't fire more questions off. That is a lack of respect. So please, when you hear the harps, just let it end. You got burning questions. There's other shows. There's psychiclovedoctor.com for private readings. You've got other things you can do to satisfy the burning
questions
that may be eating you up. But when you hear the harp, let it go. Stand by. Tonight it will be Sophia, and she has the Mary Magdalene cards, which is pretty cool when you think about it. All right.
I'm going to get myself a book. Yeah.
All right. So,
All right.
Now that you are so eagerly waiting to spew something, now spew forth.
Well, I'm not sure spew, but I will try.
It must have been that important. She was like freaking out, like it was going to explode out of her mouth.
I was going to mention, and I wonder if Sophia might agree. We get asked a lot of questions at times that don't pertain to people's lives, but more about our own. A lot of times I get asked, do you know everything? Sorry, we don't know everything. We know what spirit gives us.
Who in God's name would ask that question?
Well, because they get the impression, wow, you know, she's answering my problem.
Oh, you think like because you have insight to every single thing on this earth because of the cards?
Yes.
The window into... I got you. So that kind of know everything, not like an Einstein know everything.
No, well,
you mean intuitively you can.
Yeah.
But every single question can be answered is what you asked, right?
Does it enable us to live perfect lives? That's the other thing I often get asked. No, it does not. We make mistakes just the same as you do.
Well, plus, first of all, where's that definition of a perfect life? Where's that clear written definition, right? Where is that?
The engineer is speaking.
Where's that definition? Where is it? These are the criteria for a perfect life. Where is that all spelled out?
Well,
it isn't.
I'm sure there's a definition.
It's called relativity, right? I consider my life more perfect than some other unfortunate people. It's not their fault. And there's a lot of more fortunate people that I consider my life crappy, and theirs is more perfect.
Sophia, do you get asked questions like that at times?
Yeah, very much so. I get people asking me, tell us about it. And I'm like, it's not going to come in. Like, you know, you have to have a connection. And it's not that we're reading everybody every minute of the day.
No.
Exactly. We need a break too.
And I have to be honest, the first 15 years that I spent knowing this method, I did not listen to my cards. They would show me, Deb, this is a bad boy. You don't want to get involved with him. And I'd be like, and sure enough, the cards would be right. Or Deb, don't take that job. You're going to hate it. Or, you know, it's going to lead you to have all kinds of personal issues with anxiety, blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, it did. When I decided at the 15-year mark, you know, I think I'm going to start believing and following what I get in the cards, boy, things change. They changed up big time. So, Sophia, my question to you is, do you give yourself readings?
Yes, I do. And I do read before going out on dates sometimes. So, yes, I pull out cards while I'm talking to them. So, yeah, I do.
So that's nice because it gives you an idea of what to expect.
But isn't that also going to kind of ruin the spontaneity of things?
No.
If I get a reading, it's like, oh, well, I'm excited. It's going to be a first date. And then your cards say, oh, this is going to be the most boring, retarded thing you've ever done in your entire life. You're going to wish that you would have stayed home with the mumps.
I don't think so, because the thing is, a date is like an interview.
Interesting.
And I like to know before I go into, say, an interview or a boardroom meeting, whatever the case is, I want to know what's the focus here. First thing, why do these guys think you want to always go out to get something to eat and go to a movie? Well, the eating part is always good, right? Right? Everybody. But what are you going to learn about them sitting in a movie? Nothing.
Well, movie is not a good first date.
No.
Unless you're both petrified of speaking to each other, then it's perfect.
And you don't have to actually do anything. A nice walk along the beach. You know, go get some tea or coffee, right? What do you think, Sophia?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. For me, I don't like to normally go for dinner because you're still in a state where people are listening and there's always someone questioning you the most outrageous sometimes, like, so you don't want to have that in public. So I like to have a very not so crowded place to go to meet people. I always try to keep it very, because I feel people's energy. So I'm like, ooh, who am I feeling right now? So I kind of keep it very easy and maybe a walk.
And and women have a thing, they have a problem with eating. They're a strange guy. Now, maybe it's an American thing.
Or maybe it's a different generation thing.
I don't know what they do now.
Right.
Now they probably just go right to the hotel.
I'm just saying, I don't know that people are hung up about eating in front of each other.
Women have a thing about it.
Do they anymore, though, Deb?
I don't know.
Right. You got to remember, a lot of times when we throw our opinions out there, we're a different generation now.
I would go for a couple of drinks, but if the guy starts getting, if he's going to get sloshed, we're going to have a problem. Because I'm probably going to leave him there by my own way home.
We should always, if you can, do your own transportation anyway.
So I just wondered, Sophia, about the things that come to you where people think that you are like the master, well, mistress of all time, space, and dimension.
Yeah, this sidetrack.
And it doesn't work that way.
I was one that got a sidetrack.
With what? Because of...
I'm talking about the overstatement.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
Rachel says, I just ram it in with a napkin placed gently on my lap. That's the way. But, you know, things happen when you eat in front of somebody. You might drop. I mean, don't I make a mess under my chair?
So what if you do?
I don't know.
So what if you do, though?
Are
what
they judging you? Are they sizing you up?
But what does that matter to the other person? Think how you spilled a pea fell off your fork. Well, they're crossing that one off my freaking soulmate list. You know, come on.
No, yeah. Well, I think it's good for people to talk about these things, to know that we are not goddesses. Well, we like to be treated like we are, right, Sophia? We want to be treated that way.
When you want to be. Only when you want to be.
Well, that's
I get questioned all the time. And the one thing I keep, I tell them, is this is something I have been working. Like you said, it's been such a long time, and it gets stronger every time. And then still, there are so many things that we are not able to see. We are not given the information because we don't need to know. So we get like this insight, and then we have to kind of decode them and just allow it to show up. So,
yes, it's like that old military saying. If this is need-to-know information and you don't need to know. There have been actually times I thought, I'm going to run out to the store, get a new deck, and maybe it'll all be different. It wasn't. Everything went down.
NTK is not military. That's security clearance stuff.
MTK?
NTK, need to know. That's in the world of security clearances.
Okay.
You have to have the level of security, right?
Yeah.
Like, say, this is secret shit. I have to have a secret clearance. But not only that, I got to have a need to know. Just because I have a secret clearance doesn't mean I get to look at every secret ring on this planet. You also have to have the need to know. It's two things.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that for us.
I'm just at NTK, baby.
Okay, all right. NTK to all.
Hey, and yeah.
I'm ready. Let's go. So I just wanted to, you know, it doesn't hurt for us to take a few minutes at the start of the show to share some information about things instead of just leaping right in. Helps for newcomers to know a little bit about what's going on. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
International shout out to Kirsty from the UK.
And same to you there, Miss Christiana.
Who is not international, but almost. Right?
Almost?
Yeah, Christiana.
She's in Minnesota.
One more few hundred miles away, she'd be in Canada. That's all I'm saying. Close.
I guess so. All right.
Sometimes if you're up far enough in Minnesota, it's like being in southern Canada, basically, if you're way up north.
Well, that's true. Like, what are you talking about?
Like even north of us, even.
Boundary waters?
Yeah, we're just up there. This won't be in Canada. Which is not, it's not a negative thing to say.
No, Canada,
it's not a negative thing to say.
No. It's very cool.
But I'm just saying, might as well, because at that point, it's just all like the same once you get up there and there's the metropolis, all the towns are gone and you got... Like you said, you get that woodsy transition there in that border. It's not like that everywhere.
No, but it's like being in a new atmosphere away from, like he said, industry and cities.
Their countries are identical at that point. They are those people that live in those parts of that area are identical. Might as well be the same as citizens. All right.
Rachel has a question for you.
For who?
For you.
I don't see here the problem. Here's that 20-30 second delay. When would I have said the word fart?
I don't know.
And you gotta give me the whole sentence. I don't have Tourette's. I just start spewing words out like fart, poop. You know. So I must have had a sentence with it, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, I have to do that. No, Catherine, she knows that. If she's been here a while.
She does it all the time.
Every time I hear that. Because you know what? Look where we're from, Deb.
Oh, Abyss. What?
Where are we from? We're from Minnesota. What is the number one sport there?
Hockey.
And you hear that Canadian national anthem 1,000 times if you're a big hockey fan watching all different sports. So that's why we hear that. Every time we think of Canada, first thing that pops in my mind is Canadian national anthem. Guys singing
yeah.
right there on the ice, getting ready for the game to start.
Here's a bit of trivia for y'all. Anybody who watches The Office, which was started by Ricky Gervais, and I love
Can't
that
wait to
man.
See how we just made this tangent, but okay, let's go ahead.
Okay.
How we went
you
from this.
You brought up Canada and hockey.
Okay.
And Michael, what was his real name? That guy, the actor that played Michael.
Of course, now that you say it, even though we all know it. Yeah, the guy played Michael Scott, whatever his name is.
Whoever,
oh, Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. He is from Canada, I believe. And wanted to be a hockey player up there, and didn't he try out?
I think he played some minor league a little bit, maybe, or at least you could tell there was an episode where he was on skates, and you could
he
tell like that
good.
Guy played plenty of hockey in his life. Oh yeah, there's no you could obviously tell as soon as you saw him make a move. All right, what are you gonna do, Deb?
I was just gonna say, do you Canadians like who's with us?
I don't think we have a single one here
don't
yet
have
right
any...
now.
Oh, oops. I'll save my question till we
Nobody's
have one.
Nobody's rogering
here.
Up to it yet, at least. I mean,
because
we got.
Because I still speak Northern Minnesota. He does not. But I just
you,
said
how do I
the
not?
Word.
What does that mean?
Northern Minnesota is very Canadian-ish. Like I just said out. Well, now
you
I'm not going to say it right. Out. 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 The word out. O-U-T. Out.
Out.
But I say it.
I want to go out.
When I worked.
I didn't say out.
I worked
go,
for the Navy. Many years ago, and I would always get asked, honey, where in Ireland are you from?
I said Scandinavia to you.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The wheel. Oh, there's no, nobody in Minnesota has an Irish accent, unless they are from Ireland. There's no. No, she got that 100% wrong. No.
Sophia, do you have a Swedish accent?
I don't.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, she's right here.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking her.
You.
I thought maybe she had a public voice and
oh,
a private
voice. Oh, you thought maybe
voice.
She could turn it on and off. I got you. Okay.
Ow. There. Oh.
Out. Out.
Out.
Out.
Out. That's right. Out. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
Oh. Nothing but nonsense. All right. We're going to take caller. And I have a question. For Olisa. Welcome. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Lisa, I got a question for you before we get rocking. Hang on, Lisa, real quick. Our show was delayed starting. What happens on the hour if we haven't started or wait? Is there a message? Does it get silent or does it just keep playing music?
You know what? I've been scrambling all day and I've had these projects that just wound up, and now I'm racing somewhere else because I promised a friend I would be there, and so I had
okay.
you guys, I had you on, but I was
okay.
running in and out, and I kept trying to listen, so I wouldn't miss, too much of
That's okay.
the show.
It's still a mystery. Some things in life are meant to be mysteries. All right, now back to your reading. That was a quick little question I had.
Well, what's been happening?
Happening.
Did you
well,
talk to
You know what? My question will be, and I'll give you the background, but my question would be, what's the card seeking between us? Okay, so the other thing is, this morning he was out making a lot of noise, so I opened the door, and I said, oh, there you are, because I didn't see him all day yesterday. And
How
then
the hell was he making a lot of noise?
Well, but because we do. It's just walls are thin. And
I thought you said he was all fine. I got you. All right, never mind. Go back to
the
story.
And then he said, what did he say? He said, oh, I have to give you a heads up. He said, I need time in the morning. And I said, look, I give you time. I was just calling to see if I paid you back the money. And you were really snotty about it. And then he said something, and then I said something, and I said, you know what, I shouldn't even live here. I don't want to live here anymore. And he said, my name, and he came towards me, and he said, you better stop talking like that. He said, stop that right now. And then I had a pair of shoes on. I was showing him some new shoes. And he kept coming towards me, like we were pretending. And, you know, just he kept saying, better stop it right now, talking like that. And I was, and then I said, I think I'm losing you to your schedule because you're setting all this volunteer time up and I need your help with certain things and I'm not trying to crowd you on your schedule. But then he said, okay, I'm going to push everything back and then I'll put you first. And anyway, we're yakking it up and we're yakking it up right now. And what do the cards say?
What do the cards say?
I was waiting for that.
The bottom line is nothing significantly eventful happened, good or bad, right, in the last 24 hours?
Well, he did say, he said, I love you. That was pretty significant. And then he said, first he said, you're a lovely lady and I love you. And then,
you're a lovely lady and I love you. It feels like something you'd say to you. Oh, that's my cousin over there. She's a lovely lady, and I love her. That's a weird thing to say to somebody. That's all.
That would be a weird thing to say to your cousin.
No,
I'm
not talking like loving in her panties. And, you know, I'm just saying, I love her. She's a lovely lady, and I love her.
And then I had a baked good that I go to on Saturday morning. And I had one, and I was not going to give him any because I was pissed at him yesterday. But then he was out in the yard doing some landscaping, and I gave it to him. He goes, hey, baby. And he was knocking on my door and to get my attention to move the vehicle. And I said, I'm putting on my makeup. And he said, you don't need makeup. You know, so there's that kind of stuff.
I think every guy says that. Imagine if he said, oh, God, go put your makeup on.
Right.
I can't stand looking at you.
Yep. Yeah, I mean.
You know,
quite often it's true, though.
What?
The women are putting on all this makeup and they don't need to. No, not the negative thing, the positive thing. You're a good looking woman. Put a little lipstick on and eyeshadow and all that other horseshit crap. That's just. It's like you're dressing up for a freaking picture show or something. It's like, come on, if you're good looking, you're good looking. But anyway, back to the question.
Well, yeah.
Right now, if you're a swamp thing, you know what happens when you put, if you put all that makeup on? You look like a very well made up swamp thing. So that's not going to change that either, just to let you know. Right? Makeup doesn't transform somebody into butt ugly, into goddess status. Right? Hey, look at that. It's a goat ass with lipstick on. Yay. You know, you're terrible. You're going to look terrible.
It's a little bit of an art. All right.
No, I'm saying if you're really butt ugly, ain't no damn makeup studio going to do anything for you. All right? That's all I'm saying.
God.
Just flat out.
I want to put you in drag. They want to see you in drag.
Okay. Well, that would be a good example. If that was the case, there's no amount of makeup that's going to make me look like an attractive woman. That's what I'm saying.
You might be pretty.
If you're good looking, you're already good looking. If you're not, you're not. Makeup or not. That was all my thing. Back to your question. Bye-bye.
Well, here we go. He is actually moving to a different or as a new level with you, Lisa.
A different what?
Level. New. I said to a different, then I said as a new level.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, drink some more.
I heard as a new. Gotcha. Okay. I thought you said something else. That's all.
Yeah, look at Rachel says, I ought to date you, Jim.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he'd go for that.
Yeah, you know what? You're only in Australia. Maybe my next target will be somebody on another planet that's even further away. Well, let's make it harder. I'm going to freaking see if I can go communicate with somebody in another galaxy. That would even be better.
You never know, Rachel might be making the big bucks and she could come over here in a heartbeat.
Man, if you ain't down the street, start pounding your feet. Get the heck out of there. You gotta be close.
Yeah. All right. Can I ask you?
Alisa's freaking out. Yeah. Hang on, back to Lisa.
Yeah, my ADD is kicking in.
Lisa's about
to
peer panties.
Exactly,
something bad's about to happen. Give her a reading.
He
quick.
Is moving to a new level. That's why he said shut up or stop it. What did he say to you? Stop it? Shut up?
He said stop. He kept saying my name over and over again. He said stop it. But he's always kind of said that. He said you'll be sorry if you ever move. Don't move. It'll be your folly. You know, I was having a fit because I told him, I said, I always give you your space. I was only calling, and I didn't call till 8 o'clock, and I haven't called recently. And so we're going, and that's what we do. We banter, we play. It's play time, you know.
He is starting to feel a lot more like your boyfriend than your neighbor, okay? And things are going to change. They're shifting onto this new level, which is very nice.
Got it.
It's what you've been wanting. And I still think the whole situation with the ex and the secret and all of that is passed out of your cards. I wanted to mention that. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And I really feel that the two of you are going to have a nice period here, more of the same, without... you know, there being all this turmoil and drama and conflict, not going to happen. So that's very good news.
Thank God.
So, yeah, looks your cards look great. Your relationship looks like it's on a good balance here.
And so, even keel.
Yeah, and it kind of makes her reading kind of boring. You know, there's
no. I think that when you want stability, you don't want crazy speed bumps and things, crazy stuff happening. Boring means everything's going to keep on. And
Virgil, oxy clean. You got to get oxy.
What are you talking about?
He said he doesn't mind women wearing makeup in bed, but it's hard to wash it off the sheet.
Oh, see, I didn't get to see that.
So I just wanted to throw that in there. Oxy.
I didn't get to see that.
What do you think?
You have to wash it off at night. You can't sleep with it.
But you know, in the heat of the moment, nobody goes and does that.
If you're betting somebody, they're not going to go wash off their makeup.
Just, you know what? If you're going to go out and pick up a chick, okay, son, you don't give two shits about.
And I'm getting.
They just throw the thing away if it's got makeup and whatever all over it. Just use pillowcases. They look
you're
nice. But you don't care.
I'm getting from Virgil that his women are face down in the pillow or the sheets. And that's very
God,
telling
crazy.
There, Virgil. Yeah, so just, you know, otherwise, why is her makeup getting all over the sheets? Yeah. Am I being too much? Jim is saying
no.
Oh, you know, right. No, you don't want to
it's
open
okay
that door.
It's okay if Virgil wants his life all over
the door. I'll tell him the riot act. I got red.
I didn't say he was being a rump ranger or anything like that.
That's okay.
You just
you know,
said it.
Whatever
you know?
Floats someone's boat.
Even if she's got her face buried in the pillows, I think really it actually shows far more finesse if you have her head hitting the headboard or the wall like that, rhythmically.
This is the classy rated G show you wanted.
All right. See, Lisa does this to me.
No, whoa.
She seduces me into being bad.
I got read the riot. I got read the riot act like you would not believe. I can't believe I'm not in jail. Oh, I don't believe this.
Okay, so I just want to finish very seriously.
Double standard. This is called the Double Standard Show. Welcome, everybody.
Your card, well, I'm sorry if we have to put her on this early.
It's not that. It's
just, nobody
it's just
else.
I got 40 lashes after the show the other day for the exact same thing. I guess it's good to be queen because the queen can do anything.
Damn straight.
Yep, and the royal subjects, they're pithants.
No.
Me.
I don't know. You are the
Because I got lashed.
Well, you took
I got put on the rack. I mean, I got all. I might have been in the Iron Maiden. I mean, it was bad.
What's
you know?
An Iron Maiden?
That's the thing with spikes that looks like you shouldn't be able to fit a person in it because when they shut it, they're spiked head to toe. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I'm not up on my European torture devices. I thought that's what that was.
Virgil wants 40 lashes.
Yeah, that was kind of a nautical thing. Wasn't that kind of typical of...
Well, keel hauling was bad, too.
Oh, yeah, but I mean that. But 40's a lot. You would have done a lot wrong.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, back.
You might not even survive that.
I'm not the only one bad here tonight, so let's go back
Who else?
To Lisa. Well, you're...
Oh, yeah, blame. There is. The queen is blaming the jester. Yep, it's his fault. Off of his head. Like the queen of hearts. Right? The queen of hearts on Alice in Wonderland. Off of the head.
Well, she did a good job.
Well, I'm just saying in general, too, not just her.
Bonham Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Did a good job.
I like that movie a lot.
All right. Lisa, it's going to be good. Keep it going. All right? I see nothing bad happening. Anyway. Oh, Catherine says that's exactly what it is.
Yes,
it's an iron cage with spikes, medieval torture unit.
Right. You know, that one was not supposed to be survivable.
Yeah,
some
the chastity belt is not a torture device, huh?
Where'd that just come from?
Well, come on. Guy wants to stick you in some cast iron thing.
But who even brought that up? I just don't know. All of a sudden she throws chastity belt. Where'd that even come from? We were talking about torture stuff, and all of a sudden, chastity belt.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I have ADHD. Right.
Or she's doing acid. I don't know. One
all
the
right,
other.
Lisa, I'm going to turn you over to Sophia, who is going to bring sanity back to the show.
I don't think so.
I don't know that we
try, darling. Try.
Sometimes if you go down a road, you can't turn around. The road's too narrow.
See, Catherine understands. She said because she's thinking about the words medieval and iron. I want to know how a girl wearing that thing takes care of her own bodily issues.
I think it had a lock and a key, and somebody had to come with a lock and a key. Probably somebody that was trustworthy.
What, like a eunuch?
Or maybe a relative, you know, or, you know, a higher up on the help, like a higher up of the help could be trustworthy.
Yeah. All right. I want to hear what Sophia's got.
Yeah. And then I've got to tell you guys. Go ahead, Sophia.
What are you
going to
tell us?
I got to make you. Oh, I'll make it. You know what? The Woody, what was that? Remember the history of the world? No, not history of the world. Everything you always wanted to know about sex were afraid to ask.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different scenes.
Yes.
There was a Woody Allen scene where he and the queen wanted to get it on, and then the king was out of town, and he put a chastity belt on her. And then she goes, the key's right here. And he goes, I must unlock the royal box. I love that
maybe
movie.
Maybe you had to be there.
Oh, you did have to be there. It was hilarious.
That is a classic.
That's a great movie. Everyone, you ever seen a 70s movie? I think it was maybe 80s. Everything you always wanted about sex were afraid
where
to
all
ask.
Those guys were lined up as sperm.
They saved the best for last. The best for last. Don't, no spoiler alert, but it had Burt Reynolds. It had Tony Randa was in it. It was a great. That was the best. There was some cheesy stuff.
And they
stuff
were getting
in,
launched.
It was awesome. I don't want to. It's the
They're
best.
They're not going to find it.
Oh, it's so old, it's on the internet, I'm sure they could download it.
Not teased everybody, you should tell them.
Nope. The best for last, you gotta watch that. If nothing else, the other scenes are kind of weird and funny, but
yeah,
the last
it was a
scene.
Was it a No, I think it was a Woody Allen.
It was Woody Allen. Yeah.
Yeah, it was old.
Go ahead. Anyway, I'm sorry.
All right.
Stand by, Lisa,
Sophia. Sophia, you don't get
paid enough for this. Lisa's gone. Lisa has disappeared.
Lisa left us.
Lisa's no longer with us. I don't think she's dead, but she's no longer with us. But she knows she can listen to it on Blog Talk. So.
And,
go ahead, Sophia.
And guys, in Facebook, you just locked out. We've got no calls.
So far, so good. Yeah, well, you know, we started like 6-7 minutes late, probably, but on Blog Talk, so people probably thought the show was broken or something.
Really?
Yeah, Life of Brian, those were all good ones. Sophia, Mary Magdalene card, you had it for Lisa. Lisa's not here, but it doesn't matter. You pulled it for her, and
I do is when you start picking up the cards, Stephanie, I already have picked out a card.
Okay.
And it's funny, what came through was sacred sexuality for Lisa.
Really?
Yes. And this card comes through to talk about the union of two beings. But it can be misunderstood if it's not used in the right way. So you have the energy of just being sexual, and then the other half of having the union with purity, and it is coming through very, and I love this card because this shows how the woman is taking and using the divine energy. So she's got what, and it's in line with your reading too. So sacred sexuality was coming
from Mary Magdalene.
Imagine that.
Yes.
But if you read a lot about it, they think there's a lot of misinterpretation that she was not a hooker.
No, really.
Really, there was. Some people, obviously, they say, yeah, you know, things get translated, things get interpreted. They said she might not really have been that.
You know what? That's funny, though, because the Catholics are kind of hung up on that whole that she was a whore.
Yeah,
and my mother used to call me Mary Magdalene because she thought I was really rapey life.
That's a traditional
thing.
And
I looked at my mother and I said, well, thank you. That means that I am worthy enough to wash Jesus' feet. So thank you.
Well, the feet washing thing is very symbolic in the Bible or whatever. Yes, it is. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I saw some stuff about a lot of shows about Mary Magdalene.
A love relationship developing here. Look at this. Rachel says, yes, he's a big, soft, loving man. I mean it.
Or she's talking about one of the movies we were talking about, too, maybe.
No, because right above it says, ooh, Rachel loves Jimmy. Rachel loves Jimmy. Yeah, that's true about Jesus and Mary. Come on, let's face it.
There was a lot of that, too.
The man was human, right?
There was a lot of conjecture and speculation, because that's what people do, that maybe the Holy Grail really was the love child between Jesus and Mary.
I'm loving this. She says, no, you, Jim.
Oh, there you go.
I like it. I like it.
Roger that. Like I said, other side of the globe. Great.
People can move.
Fuck that.
You can load up the truck and move to...
Yep, blow up the truck. Jim to clamp it. Yep, that's right. Load up the truck. We head to Beverly Hills, that is. Yep. Movie stars.
Well, I think that's awesome, Sophia, in all seriousness. And I'm sorry we lost her.
Okay, what?
We lost Lisa.
Oh, okay. Sophia was the one who thought you were talking about her. Yeah, like, we didn't lose Sophia. Lisa, that was very unusual. She never does that, so maybe her cell phone just dropped the call. Usually she'll just, because she keeps doing her stuff, and just leaves it on all the time.
Okay, hold that thought, you guys, there on Facebook. I got to finally finish a sentence with Sophia and tell you that I really think that Laura. Her name was Laura in another life. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, you and your soap operas. You think she's Luke and Laura. Laura.
No, I don't.
I think you do.
No, because, all my life I've introduced boyfriends to my family and said, yeah, I'd like you to meet Tony here. And the guy would say, my name is Mike. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay.
But it's because of a past life reference.
Is that what it is?
What do you think, Sophia?
Okay, well, it's how the metaphysical people give their opinion, then I'll give mine last, okay?
Have you gotten rid of Anthony Joshua?
What?
It's Catherine.
Oh, okay. She did a good job, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, she put it. I'm working on it. Yeah, if you put the link in there like that, and then I can nail him. Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
That's a freakaloid. Looks like he's Satan.
Rachel.
Not her,
she's got long silver hair and big boobies, and she has a lovely disposition.
So should we quit the show tonight and just talk about
that?
No, but
I wonder what she's drinking for breakfast.
See, no, that's a different, she's in the land down under, so we can't assume she would drink some of the breakfast drinks we drink here. A lot, A lot of the drinks of choice here are mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Okay, so Lisa, if you come back, if you do listen to this, I feel that what Sophia said resonates in this sense of, here we go now, everybody. Just hang 10 here, okay? That she is making him, she is making the neighbor into a different man through her love for him. And he is eventually going to embrace straight life again. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right, thanks, Forrest. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm serious. What do you think? Sophia, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, absolutely. No, you're not putting me on the spot. I think she's been getting a lot of insights from your, like coming on your show. That has been shifting her energy and her point of view, which internally is changing the point of view of the people around her.
Yes. Oh, and you know, the thing is, I've always felt that we women are a sacred portal, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally, in all sorts of ways. And it's like magical where we have the power within us to actually transform other people. I know it's kind of deep, but I get that feeling. You know?
I think I will not comment on that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, isn't it?
Well, it's very easy to, but you wouldn't like it. So we're just going to let it go. Women thinking they can change men. Roger that. Go ahead.
I mean, on a deeply personal level. Okay, him. He's not. No, we better move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Okay, I have jerked around Kirsty long enough. We don't have anybody, right?
Survey says Blog Talk is wide open.
Kirsty,
first time ever.
I'm aware of your situation.
Please test the phone lines up. Go ahead. Don't
you
worry about me.
You sent me a private message about this ring right away. And it's for you, Sophia. I don't know if you are aware of the ring. She got sent what looks like a very expensive diamond
ring.
But
is it the one ring from Lord of the Rings?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that ring.
Well, you got to get more elaborate when you set a ring.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's got a rock on it.
Well, the history behind where that came from.
Yeah, and her own husband has been
there. We go.
Deceased for like 10 months.
Okay.
So she has no idea where this ring came from, and it concerns me. It worries me.
But it's not a ring that has – it's not a ring she's ever seen before, right?
As far as I've been aware, you're right.
Because then I don't know that it has a connection to the dead husband. It's a ring that nobody's ever seen.
No, I don't think so. But I worry.
She was concerned.
I worry that somebody is maybe.
Oh, somebody's trying to set her up?
Obsessing on her or.
Setting her up for a sting operation?
You know, where like some guy's got a room covered in pictures that he took of her.
Well, that's the death. That's the death scenario. But there's also the money scam scenario where they see the widow and they'll start setting her up maybe for a sting operation, which involves dollars and not death. That's what
Kirsty
I was wondering.
Kirsty is saying it can be from a shop. Do they do that kind of advertising? Do you remember ever? Because I know that there's a lot of stores that will do things like that. They'll say, oh, you were one in a thousand women that are going to get this.
Yeah, well, if it came from a shop, you know it's sourced. Go to the shop and say, WTF, what is this that you're sending me? But, we've got a delay here. So you guys just rock on.
Is the phone working?
Yeah, everything's cool. I was in the queue. I was holding.
At least these guys like us tonight.
Yeah, you know, we had
How about if we sign off of there and just stand here?
Why would we, though? We're not hurting anything.
Okay.
Got to remember, Deb, it's like Facebook. Just because people aren't calling in doesn't mean they're listening. Remember, Blog Talk has...
I forgot that.
Remember the little... Yeah. We look at the little map. We've had people listening, Japan, what was it, Malaysia. I mean, just the most bizarre, all around the globe, basically. People have listened and have not talked to us because they can't call in, right?
True enough. I forgot. Point well taken.
Truth. Big truth.
Yes, go ahead.
Was when the mail came through, was her name on it?
Well, she says it came from a shop, so there must have been an address associated with the shop. But we'll have to see what she says.
Well, there is a secret attached to this, and there's a man there. Now, I forget because I've given readings to so many people. Kirstie, I know I've given you a reading before.
Really?
Is there a man in your life, somebody that...
Since the early departed husband is somebody else.
Yeah.
Kind of there. It doesn't have to be like a lover or anything. Is it somebody there now? Could be somebody that's being, I'm a good friend of yours. I'll step in and be a friend. Now we have the delay.
Because that card of the Two of Diamonds, that is a card of secrecy, and it's usually not a good secret. It's not like evil, but it means somebody doing something for the, I would say, like with a secret agenda.
For their own gain,
yeah.
And not for your
but
benefit.
But he's not out to hurt you. If anything, he's out to woo you. W-O-O. Woo.
What's the other woo?
Is there another woo?
I don't know. You spelled it, so I thought maybe there's multiple woos.
Doesn't Dr. Seuss have a woo?
Don't even quote
W-H-O-O.
Don't quote Dr. Seuss books because he makes up all sorts of stuff for people.
Oh, she talked to the shop, and they said they cannot give out any information. They were just told where to send it.
I wouldn't like that.
No, I wouldn't like it either.
But
what can you do?
She's in a different country.
And the only thing you could do is give it back to the store and say you don't accept gifts from anonymous people.
Or leave a message. Say, here's the message. You can't tell me who the person is, but you can damn well give that person a message the next time you talk to them. That you can do.
You can.
And that's not breaking any kind of privacy stuff they have. Here's a message. If you can't come talk to me and give me your name, don't send me shit.
Yeah.
Because that's creepy. That's super creepers.
I don't like that there is a unspoken kind of commitment here. That ring is an engagement.
And it's a ring without any verbal note of any type, right? It was just a ring out of the blue.
I don't think
it had a note, did it?
Kirstie, did it have a note?
And now we shall wait.
I thought you received a certificate of its authenticity.
Ooh.
Because she has a friend that wanted to be born, and he said it's not him, and I have to believe that.
All right, there's a Dr. W.U. Wu. Yeah.
Who the hell is Dr. Wu?
Well, we're talking about a Dr. Wu.
Oh, well, of course, the famous Dr. Wu. I can't believe that slipped my mind. You know, everybody knows Dr. Wu.
Kirstie, I think we're all unanimous here in our opinion that you should bring that back to the store and let them give the guy a refund.
And with a note saying, yeah, I don't like this clandestine, secret, scary stuff. Don't do it anymore.
It seems scary.
Yep.
And like I said, I don't like that two of diamonds here. That is y'all are going to learn in class, which I think is going to be next week. Y'all.
She had to go Virginia on
that
you.
That is.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. We've lived here for a billion years.
30 years.
You got to pick it up.
No, I got to see.
Y'all.
All y'all.
All y'all. Y'all. Yeah, there's y'all, too. There's a lot of different y'alls, those alls, and all that stuff.
You are going to learn. This is not a secret, like a surprise party being planned. That's not the secret. The Two of Diamonds is somebody holding something behind their back. And you say to them, what do you got in your hand? And they say, nothing. I don't have anything in my hand. But their hands are behind their back. Now, come on. You know they got something.
Like you said, you don't think it was a life or death sinister secret, but,
but
it was
somebody,
still nothing for her benefit.
He is this guy here, and there
he
is.
No
you
good.
See him. Mm-hmm. He's looking right at her, and he wants to court you. Oh, it's a Steely Dan song.
Yeah, well, I got it.
Okay, good. His intentions are pure. They're good. But I would hate to see you become a kidnapping victim because some guy's madly in love with you.
You just said you didn't see it being that serious of a secret or like that.
I did. But I'm just saying the secret itself it gives me the willies.
It's just not a good thing,
yeah.
Bottom line.
But it's creepy.
You don't see her ending up her body parts scattered about the globe or anything, right?
No, his intent.
I just wanted to make it clear.
They make a lot of Lifetime movies out of these psychopathic men.
What kind of movies?
Lifetime.
Say it again. Stay away from that network. Nothing good will come of that network. Nothing.
Now, I think a lot of what they do is true. What are you, a neon sign now?
It's horrible. It's poison. It's poison. It's like, oh, it's making bad women and making them worse.
Bad women.
It's not changing the good women to bad, but chicks that are kind of bad already watch those and they get worse.
Well, they show that. I shouldn't have said he's a psychopath. Probably Voigel would have a better word for it, where a guy is loving on this woman from a distance. And he sends her this ring. And eventually, he meets up with her and says, wow, that's a beautiful ring. Somebody loves you so very much.
At least you didn't get a box with an ear in it. You know what I'm saying? It could have been worse,
but
right?
But then she says to him, yeah, and I don't know who sent it to me. And he realizes she's got an opening now. So he'll say stuff like, well, remember in the movie like When Harry Met Sally? What did Harry do? Not Harry Met Sally. No, the other one where she was the shop girl. You've Got Mail.
Aren't they all the same? Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle. Aren't they all the same frickin' movie?
About the same frickin' guy.
The same scenario.
Said it. We're all married to
two
the
people.
Same frickin'
They kind of
guy.
Like each other, but then they don't. Then they don't like each other. Then all of a sudden, they're madly in love with their soulmate.
Boy meets girl formula that writers use. Boy meets girl. Boy loses girl. Boy gets girl back.
You know why? Because writers look at their checkbook when all the people go see these movies, and they're like, yep, I don't buy the shit I'm writing, but I'm writing it because it makes me a lot of money.
Okay, well, this guy could say, well, hey, let's go have a cup of coffee or tea if you're in England.
Or come to my basement.
Or no, but he'd say, let's talk about, are you involved with anybody? Blah, blah, blah. And pretty soon he becomes a friend. And then the next thing that happens is she's starting to fall for him. And then he eventually gives her a great big box from a beautiful store. Think of a store where you live that's just top shelf, and it's got a wedding gown in it. And he comes clean and he says, I'm the one that gave you the ring. I've been in love with you since we were in fourth grade. Yes, there'd be violins. There would be trumpets.
Little Cupids flying around farting glitter. Yep.
Oh, this is Leanne.
International shout out to Leanne from Lendening.
From England.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I don't like the context here of this ring. And I'm just saying to you, Kirsty, you do what feels right for you. But as long as it's in your possession, don't you guys think there's some kind of, well, I don't know what you'd want to call it.
You know what?
Like some kind of connection.
There could, you know what? There could be. There's nothing wrong with giving it back.
Yeah.
And then the fact that if you do give it back, that person still has some kind of delusional thoughts and he went back.
That's
in the shop.
It.
The shop owner said, here, they gave a ring back. And the guy might actually not be over the top and say, all right, that's a sign. She's doesn't want me.
I know it is scary, and I'm sorry, honey, but I think we need to scare you a little bit.
Yeah, give it back and just tell the person, I know you can't tell me who it is, just pass along and say, no, thank you. I don't want to
be
contacted.
Gracious.
Thank you. But, I appreciate it. Yeah. Jess, I don't know who you are, but if this is how you're going to approach me, I don't want you ever talk to me ever again.
And even if you knew him, let's say it was somebody you worked with or his name.
But it's somebody
if
she knows.
He just suddenly gave you a ring like that, you'd probably say, I can't accept this.
Well, she said it was like engagement quality, right?
Yeah. And she
big
sent
bucks,
me
right?
Pictures of it.
Those big bucks.
Yeah, maybe I can find it.
Like, yeah.
I'll show you later.
If anybody on this planet gets gifted something like that from a stranger, you got to think of, what's driving that person just to do that?
What kind of string is attached
cuckoo,
to this?
Cuckoo, yeah. Cuckoo.
And I don't see that you're in any danger.
Because you don't want to be the person. It puts the lotion in the basket. You don't want to be that chick that has to put the lotion in the basket.
Okay,
you don't want to do that.
Sophia, do you see this? I don't know if you're reading along, but Rachel says if she puts it on a crystal with a protective intent, it could change the energy. But Leanne just popped into all this. She's saying this sounds like stalker, weirdo.
As far, I see what Rachel's saying. As far as the object itself, just looking at the object itself, changing the energy, that's probably a true statement. We're talking about the dude that gave it. And if he goes to the shop owner and says, did she return it? And he says, no, she did not. That might make that guy think that, oh, he just scored a home run and he's getting ready to roll down Happy Highway.
And Virgil just, called it love bombing. And he said, the cover all term is antisocial personality disorder. There is no DSM diagnosis for a psychopath. DSM. Is that dissociative? I don't know.
Well, let's not get too deep into this.
Well, I just, okay. So
bottom line, he's a whack job. You should avoid to be safe.
He's not going to stop with giving you.
That object means a lot to him and not just to you. Give it back.
$3,000 ring. He's not going to stop.
Bring it back and then just tell the shop owner, hey, you can't tell me who it is, but tell them thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
And then leave it at that. And then that person, if you keep it, that person will think, oh, look at that. She accepted my gift, then she must love me forever in his delusional mind.
Exactly. Kirsty, did you move? Because last time we spoke, she can't answer me. Just answer me on.
She can answer you, but it'll be 30 seconds at least.
Yeah, you were packing to move because you had to leave that place where you were living. And I'm forgetting where she said, I think she said she's in London. Anyway.
Tomorrow.
She's leaving. Tomorrow. She's moving. All right. Mm-hmm. So what is your reading for Kirsty? I'm glad you're moving, by the way.
We shall try. That's good. If that's a coincidence, that's a good coincidence.
That's perfect.
All right. Let's transition to Sophia with the Mary Magdalene cards. We got to get those.
I looked for them. Sophia, I could not find them.
I've
gone out of stock, so many of my friends couldn't find them too.
You know what? I really don't want them, but because I'm not as deep as she is with them. But I would like just to see. I could probably see them on the internet just to read them.
She just said they're out of print.
No, but probably somebody has them maybe on the internet which shows the cards.
Maybe.
Anyway, Sophia will tell us the next card right now for Kirsty.
Yeah.
Yes, she will. Mary Magdalene.
So the card of decision has come up.
Okay.
And I've been pulling up some cards and while we were talking about this conversation, it's like a guy buying a drink and expecting something, right? It's the choice of like saying, okay, here we're having this conversation. This can be a friendly conversation. It can be a date, but don't expect anything out of it. Now, in this case, getting a gift. And either you can be very happy that someone gave you a gift and like, oh, whatever kind of part. Or the person will come back and say, hey, you're using the gift that I've given you. You know, that means I get a chance.
Right.
So this way is where the part where you decide if you feel that it's going to weigh on you. And then it's going to be like, it's going to show up anytime. You're going to be on the edge. You don't want that.
Yeah, her card makes perfect good sense.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Sophia, you're not done yet. Go ahead and finish.
No, I would say, it's a decision. She can keep it or she can give it away. But I'm also thinking there's a slight part of me, if she gives it back to the store, will the store tell the person?
We don't know.
That's
you're right.
Given the back.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. We don't know that.
Oh, God.
But I would think that the guy spent all this money and told the store he wanted him anonymous. I bet he's going to go inquire. I would guess. Purely guessing. Or he said maybe left instructions. Hey, let me know if you hear back. But we're all speculating. I would think if I'm giving some chick a $3,000 ring, even in my delusional mind, and I told her, hey, the guy I bought it from, you can't tell them who sent this, but if there's any messages, please send them back to me.
Yeah, I think she should leave a very,
if I'm delusional, I
very
want that.
Gracious message.
I want to hear.
Very pointed.
Or if nothing else,
yeah,
just tell me if she brings it back or not. You know, tell me that. You know, and he might have tipped the guy a lot more extra money, extra grand, you know, for that to be anonymous. So bottom line is, it sounds like,
yeah.
And basically what Sophia was saying, it's your choice what you think here and there, but it looks like she said, the drink in a bar type thing. It sounds like there are attachments to this ring that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And it's always going to play on her mind. Every time she
yep.
sees the ring,
it
she's
will.
Like, who is it? Who was it from?
You're right.
What if I know this person? It just keeps circling down.
Yep.
Yeah, and like you used the example of a guy buying you a drink in a bar.
Yep, that's how she started. Exactly.
If he's at the other end of the bar and he buys you a drink and you go to drink it, he's going to come over. That's his invitation.
And there's part two to this, too.
What?
If you, let's go to the drink thing. If he's not paying attention and you give a drink to your friend, he doesn't know that. If you take that ring and you sell it and pawn it, he's not going to know you did. He's going to think you kept it and that you love him a long time.
I just
return it would
yeah.
be wise,
yeah,
I think.
Because otherwise I feel like there's bad energy with that ring. If you sell it, the money to me feels kind of tainted.
He may or may not ever know that or believe it. You might think, well, she
yeah.
kept the ring. She must love me forever. It is a sign in the delusional mind.
Is she struggling with, because she said she's moving.
Yeah, what was the move about, Deb? You're the one that's out. Yeah, your
yeah,
finger on that pulse.
They asked her to move. The management,
yeah.
because of some issue in her flat or whatever she's.
So it wasn't associated with all this
no,
stuff here.
No, it's
okay.
a temporary move, and then she can come back. And here, something like that would be like if you were infested with fleas or.
No,
here.
Bed bugs. The worst thing
bed
ever known
bugs.
To mankind, bed bugs. Nobody fears anything except bed bugs.
Bed bugs here is bad because we get so many international people.
I think that's the whole planet.
It probably is. And they say there are websites online. You can go check out the hotel you're going to, and it doesn't matter how expensive it is.
You don't know. You're rolling the dice.
First thing you do when you go in that hotel room.
That's what they say.
You lift up the mattress. You open the sheets.
Yep.
And if you see any little dots, you got them.
Or then again, that doesn't mean you still don't. It's, you know, you could get yourself so paranoid. You can be like,
no, you won't get them, but your room's got them.
But you can be like an agoraphobic person. You won't want to do anything. To stay. You want to like build a bubble like John Travolta in that movie. You just stay in your bubble. You get so freaky about everything.
What is ICD-11? Oh, is that a book? I thought it was. She's only moving for 14 days.
ICD-11, I don't know.
This is what I'm thinking, because I was thinking in different directions. Is someone trying to help her by giving her something expensive that she could use?
Let's hold on.
But it doesn't seem like that. Like, and she mentioned she just lost her husband recently.
Yeah.
So someone has been admiring her for a while, and now that her husband has passed away, that they are trying to go in the way that, okay, I'm going to commit to you, because the ring is a sign of commitment. I'm thinking like, okay, now
yeah.
I could be supporting you, I can commit to you, but it feels very shady, I feel.
She's going to a caravan park. I'm
yeah.
not sure what that is. They're paying for it. Something having, they're renovating, they're doing something. So it's not a permanent move. Okay. Kirstie, come back. Tomorrow we'll be on, but we'll be on news for this
hour earlier.
But
and
you can still talk to us through Facebook.
We usually extend the show after, but that first hour, we may have all callers.
Yeah.
The first hour.
But
the
depends.
Second hour, we don't know. We do not know. Like, we never knew. All right, folks, Facebookers, let's do another one. We've only done two tonight.
That's all right. These were important.
No, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just
yeah.
saying we're like.
I can always hop off the call and they can call and I can watch and then.
No, you're not. You're not prohibiting anything.
No,
like,
hon.
No,
you're
no,
the.
No.
You are the attraction.
No.
You're the attraction tonight. They get me all the time.
All right, Rachel. is just giving us a bit of info. I thought she had a question. All right, Facebookers, type your question away. Oh, Leanne would love a card. Leanne, you must give us. What are you doing, Miss Debra?
I popped myself out of here.
Stop popping.
Yeah.
Don't pop anymore.
No more popping.
Leanne, do you have a question for us? Or is it a general reading that you can I can give you?
Leanne, you must give us...
She is.
You can tell the folks that go to a lot of other shows because they say, I would love a card. That must be a standard thing. We don't do a card here. It's you get a full-blown reading and a card on the outtake. But Leanne, she would like a general. Leanne, it's the first time ever here, right?
How about if we let Sophia do her reading on her?
Well, general reading with no information, one card. Roger that. Have at it. It's on you, Sophia.
Yeah, she's probably used to this.
Yeah, drew a lot of one card.
Yeah, better you than
I
me.
I also drew a lot more, so okay.
I think it's called the
Campers Park. Yeah.
Illumination. So this card is talking about, there's a lot of insights coming through. You need to able to see through. So look at your third eye that you have and try to envision what's coming through for you. But there are lots of ideas, lots of insights around you. You just have to kind of close in and soak it in because it's a beautiful idea that is coming through for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Deb.
Yeah.
Come on. Stay with the show.
Okay.
Stay with the show.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sophia.
Yes. So, Leanne, tell us if that is something that you're working with. You're creating something. You're envisioning something. There are ideas around you. Yeah. You might be struggling a little bit to see things because there's so many of them. Pick one. You let us know.
Yes, please do. And I generally don't do general readings myself because this method, Leanne, is far more specific. It's not tarot or any of the other.
You have to do it for people you've done like a lot of readings for. You
so I can build that connection.
She knows so much history and background on them and their past questions. Then it's general, but it kind of isn't at that point when they say that. Like Lisa. Mm-hmm. Lisa basically calls up for what's you see for the next 24 hours. And the reason she can do that is because Lisa's been calling us a lot since what, the fall?
Yes. Since October,
What happens?
Do not pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Do you hear me?
Well, you know what? Oz was a dumbass. And you know what? What did they say? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
Do you know who that band was? That was
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, it was not.
Or was it America?
America.
It's one of the two. They are like so identical in
only
song
in America.
Titles. Their songs are so similar, it's hard to tell them apart. All right, anyway.
Leanne says it does make sense.
Leanne has actually responded to us, and she says, she says, yes, it does make sense. I'm trying to move my family abroad, just around from the career. So, yeah, there's a lot around. She just needs to focus on one thing, and that is by literally going inwards and using a third eye to envision what she is trying to do for her family.
Okay.
Thank you, Sophia. That's terrific.
All right, well, stand by.
Bye. I was going to say, Rachel, we have seen you naked. Yes, we have. Because you are Khaleesi. You're Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. I peeked.
Anyway, I was going to open the floor to the next Facebooker. Type your question in now before we have to wrap up. There is time.
Wow.
There you go. Catherine has spoke up. Catherine has jumped in, Deb.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, it's right there. Read it.
Well, the kids and I get a last name change this year.
All right, stand by. All right, so now I have to remember, we've talked to her in the past. What was the last name change?
What do you mean?
That isn't...
They're changing their last name.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
So other people can know what the hell that question is. That's all I was asking them. And I didn't know it, so I was trying to, like, pull teeth a little bit. All right, so you know it then. So they're trying to get a last name change, right?
Yeah.
We still carry ex's name, same as my children. All right. Is that hard to undo? I just don't know. I guess it must be if she's asking the question.
There's a bit of a complicated
situation. Oh, okay. I think I've heard it before. I just don't remember it. Yeah.
Catherine, get ready to pop the cork on that champagne. Yes.
So they haven't decided yet, though.
Well, if you decide, whatever you decide.
Oh, well, the name they want.
Oh, well, you're going to get it.
Six or seven names and haven't quite decided yet. Open down
oh,
the family
how
tree.
Fun. I would love to be able to...
Just pick a last name?
Yeah, without having to marry somebody to get a last name. Well,
you should just pick one from science fiction or something. I'm Skywalker. Be cool.
Jim Skywalker, right?
Yes, okay. I am Skywalker or something. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Phoebe on Friends wanted to be called Phoebe
I am
Bahama
Solo,
Man.
Like Han Solo,
no,
or, you know.
You just screwed me up. Banana Hammock. Banana Hammock. Yeah,
well,
you're going to get it. The change is, it's up to you. Yes, it's up to you. You're going to pick the right name. 8 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Okay. That's all you got that quick.
Oh,
just yes. She's going to get it.
Boom, yes. What do you have for her, Sophia?
So, I get the beautiful color. And when this shows up, it's always to pick a color. And a pick a color is one name, the family name. And she said, funny enough, 6 to 7. So I was going to ask her to pick a number and tell me in the comments what the number is. And is one of your names in a color?
Oh. That's an interesting question because she said there was a lot of names. Does one of them have a color association? We have plenty of time. We shall wait and see what she responds. I think she had six or seven up and down the family tree. Let's see what Catherine has to say. Catherine. And you know, you got Rose is a very common one.
I'm thinking.
And there's other variations of a color thing. Let's see.
Three names.
You're talking about
from the first name she is going to pick.
Oh, she doesn't any of the colors in any of it. She didn't really pick up on colors in the name, she said. I don't know if you saw it. Probably did. But let's see what you have to say.
But because the color she picked is going to be from the list that she's put down, so she's made 1 to 7, is going to be from the top three.
So on her list, you figure it's going to be top three on her list, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? When you look at the symbolism of numbers, number one is unity. Number two is opposition, like yin and yang. And you've got male, female, that sort of thing. Number three is creation of putting the two together, together and you create. So I think you're right. It's going to be one of the three.
And is it three members? Is it?
Well, that's a very good question. How many members of her family are looking to change her name? Very good question. Let's see if I can pick up on it from the past. Yeah, she says kids and I, you're right. We don't know if it's a total of three. Let's see what she has to say. Wouldn't that be
what
something if it was three, like
Number three.
Two children and her. Three kids that need her, herself, her
she
and two children.
She's got two children and her.
You sure that was a fact?
Yeah.
Oh, Debbie already answered that. There you go.
She's
it's three.
Got a son and a daughter.
Yep. She just said it three. So there's your three, too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. I love when that happens. I was getting a three, and I was like, what is that three? I'm like, it's one of the top three. So just list them down and
I'm Breaking Bad.
Six.
Don't think it was spelled that way.
Toco. Yeah, did you read that too?
No.
Oh, I wondered if Sophia saw that, where Catherine said her mother's maiden name was T-O-C-C-O, but she didn't want it to be mistaken as taco.
Now she's putting her, Rachel's probably, Rachel's watching the chat, right? So you can see the names. That's some serious freaking names.
Is that Italian?
Are we in like freaking Italy here big time?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow.
It sounds like it's very Italian.
Lo Monaco?
Or maybe...
Truffiano. I love it.
Portuguese. There's a lot of,
or
inner, a lot of stuff there.
Sicilian. Oh,
yep,
we better not mess with you, Catherine. Yeah.
Does any of these names translate to a color again? Porto is...
I don't know.
Porta Vallarta. What does that mean?
That usually means a port. Like port.
Does it mean port?
I think it does as far as what you used.
Hmm.
But who am I? Who am I?
Yeah. That name is really nice. Port.
She said
Catherine.
She said Porta is port.
I'm with your son. I love it.
Truffiano?
Truffiano, yeah. Ethan Truffiano.
That's, you know what?
It rings a bell.
Depends how old the kids are. If I was a young kid, I'd want a name with five letters. I would choose Porta.
Porta?
Something I can just spell easily and I have to spend a lot of time typing out or
Porta
spelling.
Porta is port.
I said Porta. I'd have picked like the easiest name of them all if I was a young child. Deb.
What?
You're at the mark.
Yeah, we're going to
have. We're under 3 minutes, folks.
Oh, this has been one of the best nights. Sophia, and they're all getting so used to you, and
it was all the fellow Facebookers except one call, so that's good.
Yeah, it was very strange that we only had one call.
What does Truffiano mean? Does it have a meaning?
Yeah, it sounds very powerful, like Rachel said. Truffiano.
Well, half the Italian words all sound powerful.
It makes you want to sing an Italian song.
The frickin' cannoli sounds powerful, but it's a frickin' dessert. I'm just saying. A lot of it sounds powerful.
What is the line? Leave
the gun, take the cannoli. Oh, you don't take the gun with you in the crime world, because then you got the weapon with you. You know, you make sure that that gun is clean and you leave it. That's the mafioso. All
right.
Yeah, we got to do the rap. And we're not going to do a rap like Yo Holmes. We got to rap the show.
We got to rap. Hold on.
Baby, hold on. This is a real rap.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do blog talk first.
Yeah.
Right?
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Blog Talk Radio, or on
Eastern, 3 p.m.
Pacific.
What up, dogs?
I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Truth.